With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. Representatives for Chantel Day and Vicky Bodden-Bush put their case to the Privy Council in the United Kingdom today. The Caymanian couple is arguing two points. One, does the Bill of Rights of the Constitution of the Cayman Islands provide a right for them to access the institution of marriage? And two, if so, should the order of the Grand Court of the Cayman Islands, which modified the marriage law so as that marriage is defined to mean the union between two people as one another's spouses, be restored? Miss Day and Miss Bush are two women in a committed relationship living in Cayman with their daughter, and they'd like to marry. In 2018, the deputy registrar refused their application for the appropriate marriage license on the basis that the marriage law of the Cayman Islands defines marriage to mean, quote, the union between a man and a woman as husband and wife. The appellate sought to challenge the law and the deputy registrar's decision as incompatible with the Bill of Rights. They were successful in the first instance, and the Grand Court found there to be violations of their right to private life, their freedom of conscience, freedom to manifest their belief in marriage, and their freedom from discrimination in the enjoyment of their rights. The court exercised its power under the Constitution to modify the marriage law so that marriage was defined to mean the union between two people as one another's spouses. The deputy registrar and the attorney general of the Cayman Islands appealed successfully against that decision to the Court of Appeal, which decided that the right to marry under the Caymanian Constitution did not extend to same-sex couples. The Court of Appeal did, however, declare that Miss Day and Miss Bush were entitled to legal protection functionally equivalent to marriage. The appellants have now appealed to the Judicial Council of the Privy Council, which is meeting today. And in other news, an update from the Department of Environment on Cayman's outbreak of stony tissue loss disease.
Stony coral tissue loss disease first emerged on Florida's coral reefs in 2014 and has since unfortunately spread throughout most of the Caribbean region. Upon the discovery of the disease near Rum Point in June 2020 by a local marine scientist, the DOE immediately began monitoring and mitigation efforts in an effort to try to halt the spread of the disease. Thankfully, to date, it has not been found in Cayman Brac or Little Cayman. However, despite the DOE's best efforts, the infection continues to spread across Grand Cayman's northern coral reef track between the public moorings Delilah's Delight and westwards towards Conch Point Reef. The disease is primarily progressing westwards towards the Seven Mile Beach Marine Park, which is very disturbing.
Deputy Director of Research and Assessment for the Department of Environment, Tim Austin, says this disease that threatens Cayman's reefs could be spreading so fast due to westerly water currents, animals that use coral as food sources, and then transfer the disease to healthy corals, and potentially transferred by humans as well, conducting water sports and diving. This has led to a meeting that will soon be held by the DOE with local water sports and dive operators on Friday from 1 to 3 p.m. at the Government Administration Building. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with Jerry Smith. The World Food Programme has warned that North Korea's strict coronavirus protocols, including border closures, may force it to suspend vital aid operations in the country. Before the global pandemic began, the WFP estimated that more than 40% of North Koreans were going hungry. Facebook is to restore news feeds in Australia after it agreed to amend legislation forcing social media companies to pay for news content. Facebook took action last week because of concern that Australia's proposed measures could set a precedent. The UN says 15 ethnic Tigrayan members of the Ethiopian peacekeeping force in South Sudan have refused to go home, saying they fear for their lives. A fight was reported at the airport during an attempt to force the troops on board a plane. The former Saudi oil minister Sheikh Ahmed Zaki Yamani has died in London at the age of 90. He was the face of the oil embargo in 1973 that saw prices quadruple, wreaking havoc on the world economy. The European Court of Human Rights says Ukraine has brought before it fresh complaints against Russia, accusing it of carrying out state-sponsored assassinations of its perceived opponents. BBC News.